Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. It's always a pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, you know what I always say. That means you're a highly intelligent individual, and you're going to get a lot smarter, too, because you're going to meet and hear the wisdom of Susan Lacey. Susan is the creator and the executive producer of American Masters on PBS. Now, many of you have seen these shows. Here's an example. The Joni Mitchell program, Woman in Heart and Mind. Joni Mitchell is one of my favorite artists. The Judy Garland program, By Myself. The one with Paul Simon, Lena Horne, on and on. Oh, Leonard Bernstein as well. She's the creator and the producer of all of those programs. Won so many awards, she had to buy a bigger house to hold all of them, Grammys and on and on. And she is our new friend. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
You know, I'm looking over all the things you've accomplished. I mean, all these things that you produced that are just absolutely they're treasures. Susan, these things that you've done for PBS.
Well, thank you.
And I'm just so amazed that you've accomplished all this by age 29. It's just amazing how you've been able to do that.
Well, I know. I came out of the cradle wanting to do this.
Okay. Of course, the main thing that you're here to talk to us about today is a program that's on tonight, right?
Right.
It's on PBS tonight. Another American Masters program, folks. John Wayne and John Ford, the filmmaker and the legend. And folks, I know after you get through listening to Susan today and hearing me talk about her and some of the things she's going to be saying, you're going to wonder. You know, you're going to think the legend is Susan, not John Wayne. But because she is that, folks. But I want to do two things. Susan, I want to talk about the film and this relationship between these two great men, John mm-hmm. Wayne and John Ford. But also, I want to make sure that sometime during our visit, we talk a little bit about the business that you're in.
Okay.
Because it is a business, isn't it?
Well, of course it is. I mean, we have to, television is a business. Public television is also a business. Mm-hmm. It operates very differently. Because it's not profit oriented, though
right.
Nobody objects to to making some money. But it's putting the resources together to make this kind of a film that becomes its own kind of business.
Well, and the other thing that I wanted you to talk to us about in just a little bit is you're a creator and a producer. That means you have to be creative and the business side.
Yeah, I'm a director also and a writer.
Exactly. I rest my case. So you got a lot of shoes, a lot of hats to wear, I guess I should say. But let's talk about these two guys now. I remember I'll tell you what. Go ahead and tell us the story about how John and John met.
Well, first of all, let me just say that the show's on tonight, and it is launching the 20th anniversary of American Masters. So,
wow.
We're real proud of that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We wanted to tell, we're always looking for a way to tell a good story and to do something that hadn't been done before. And John Ford is considered by many people, many directors, to be one of the greatest directors that ever lived. And everybody knows about John Wayne. But
of course.
The story of their relationship, which spanned 50 years and produced over 14 pictures, has a story that hasn't really been told. And so that's what we want to look into. And it's fascinating. I mean, John Ford was an established, already pretty famous director when this young B-movie actor who was basically sweeping up on the set, kind of passed in front of his camera, and he went, whoa. he was strikingly good-looking, John Wayne. And
Disgustingly tall. I always hated him for that.
He had piercing eyes.
Yeah.
And, John Ford did not. I mean, he was not a good-looking guy. And so I think he saw something in him. And over the course of... of the next 50 years, you know, they made these incredible movies together, which sort of became the backbone of not the backbone, but I mean sort of the epitome of the great American Western.
Now, in truth, Wayne had done some acting before, and I know something that you might be surprised. Not too many people know about this, but I remember John Wayne as Singing Sandy.
Well, I don't.
now, my question is, was Singing Sandy before Stagecoach?
Oh, it must have been.
Yeah, but I think it was.
I must have been, but I'm not aware of
it. You've never seen Singing, the show where he's, I forgot the name of the movie, but that's his name, is Singing Sandy.
I haven't. Well, I'll have to bring it back.
Well, see, even you can learn things on my show.
Absolutely.
Susan. Going to take
Are
a quick,
you from the South?
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. I would never admit anything like that, Susan. We're going to take a quick break. Susan Lacy is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and she and her work are national treasures. Stay with us. Blessing Game, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Susan Lacy's here too, ladies and gentlemen, because she's the creator, the director, executive producer, the visionary, the energy behind the American Master series. I named some of those a minute ago, earlier in the show that she's done that you're familiar with. She's done programs on Lillian Gish, Buster Keaton, Paul Simon, who else? F. Scott Fitzgerald, Lou Reed, on and on. And Susan, I know you've won Emmys. How many?
Well, we've won about 16 Emmys, including
only sixteen.
Well, we've been nominated about 85 times.
About 169 times.
We've only been on the air 20 years, so.
And how many Grammys have you won?
We've won 2 Grammys,
and
how many
Oscars have you won?
Just one. I mean,
only one Oscar.
Movies. They're about movies, and we're about television.
I know, but still, you won an Oscar, right?
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
But you've been nominated for Oscars more than once,
yes,
though, right?
Yes, we have.
See?
It's more difficult. The Oscars
of course.
Very much to distinguish. You know, if something's been on television, it's pretty hard to get an Oscar.
Well, I wanted to make sure that we told the audience about that, folks, because I wanted you, you know, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience, and Susan certainly fits that profile. Okay, Susan, talk to us about John Wayne and John Ford.
Well, why don't you ask me a specific question about it?
Well, all right. What about this relationship with those guys? And by the way, folks, the show is called John Wayne and John Ford, the filmmaker and the legend. It's on PBS tonight. Is that 9 o'clock Eastern? Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And
it was an interesting.
I know that they met when John discovered him. You told us about that a minute ago. Over the years, did they always get along?
No, I don't think they did always get along. I think that Ford was a very cantankerous guy who, wasn't always very nice to John Wayne. I mean, that was very interesting what emerged there, because it was a very strong relationship, and they, obviously loved each other in the, you know, the way of, you know, a certain kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't a nice guy, particularly, and he was pretty hard on John Wayne. I mean, John Wayne was not a soldier in World War II, and John Ford was, and something he was very proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of
did. He hold that against John? Well, John Wayne?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he didn't respect him for that.
Now that's a kind of an attitude about someone that would be hard for guys to deal with.
Yeah, but you know, John Wayne was—he gave him a lot of room, a lot of latitude, and it was one of the things that was the most surprising to all of us as we were making this film, was to discover what a really, really nice guy John Wayne was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he never said a word against John Ford to his dying day. And, you know, the their relationship changed, you know. I mean, their status changed. I mean, when Ford discovered Wayne, he was a pretty unknown, you know, sort of B actor. And he turned him into a major, major movie star. John Ford having been, you know, already had like six Oscars or something you know, behind him. And as their relationship went on, you know, John Ford got older and became less of an A-list director. And John Ford was the biggest movie star in the world.
John Wayne
was the biggest. And he stayed completely loyal to him and, you know, found him work. And, you know, he was always the student of the master. And he never saw it any other way publicly.
So he always had the respect. He always showed the respect that he felt that John Ford deserved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing because John Ford, you know, when John Wayne was directing his first movie, might even be his only movie, The Alamo. Mm-hmm. You know, the last thing in the world that, you know, he needed at that point was was his master around. But John Ford just kind of walked onto the set one day and sat down next to him in his own director's chair. And John Wayne just took it like a man.
Yeah. Well, and folks, some of the movies that they'd made before, or they made it during their relationship, was Fort Apache, She Wore a Yellow Ribbon, The Searchers, and, of course, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. And, of course, the first one was Stagecoach, and I'll never forget that one. I saw that one a long time ago. I'm proud to say, though, Susan, I didn't see that in the first year it came out, by the way. I watched it a little bit later on. What are we going to take away? What do you think we're going to take away that's what do you think that most people, when they watch this show, will take away from it?
Well, first of all, I think they're going to be a couple things. One, they're going to be reminded what an extraordinary director John Ford was. I mean, Searchers, maybe one of the greatest movies ever made. And they're going to come away with a really increased respect for what a good actor John Wayne was. You know, towards the end of his life, he became a subject of ridicule in a lot of quarters because of his politics and his conservatism. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you couldn't even get, I mean, my generation completely discounted him.
Right.
And so we never really kind of looked beyond.
Some in your generation did. Some of us didn't.
That's true.
He was always a hero to some of us. Is there going to be footage of them interacting and conversations between the two and that sort of thing?
Yeah, sure.
You found a bunch of that sort of thing?
Yes. I mean, there's not a lot of it, but what we could find, we have in there. And,
right.
And, of course, enormous amount of footage from their films.
Right.
Because we were able to make a very interesting relationship with Warner.
That's going to be worth the visit, folks. That's 9 o'clock tonight on PBS.
That's right.
Susan Lacy and I will be right back. We're going to talk about the business of filming making right after these messages. Stay with us. Until.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and he beat me.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. She's got 16, count them, 16 Emmys, ladies and gentlemen. She's got a couple of Grammys. She's got one Oscar. I don't know how many Peabodys and on
seven.
And on. Seven Peabodys. Okay, I thank you for that. And, folks, it's the career is the stuff of legend. The book, the show, the special tonight, the American Masters feature is on PBS tonight. John Wayne and John Ford, the filmmaker and the legend. And don't miss it. Not only are these two characters important in Americana, but the creator and the executive producer and the director of that show is very important in our world. And Susan, again, congratulations, not only on this show, but on this program, but on your career.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to us about the business of filmmaking. If there's a young person out there right now who'd like to get into this, what would you like to say to them?
Well,
what skills do they need? What education do they need?
Well, I came at this, you know, it depends on what part of the business you're going into, but the business that I'm in, making documentaries and making historical documentaries, I actually have a pretty strong academic background. That's what brought me to this. So I was not a film student. I was I got my degree in American Masters, and I got several advanced degrees.
I bet you liked history, too, didn't you?
Well, history, of course, American Masters is, mm-hmm. you know, basically, mm-hmm. you know, it's American history and American intellectual thought, American political history and literature, and it's how all
music.
Of those things connect, and music, it's the arts, I mean, it's the whole spectrum. It's an interdisciplinary study of American history and culture, and that's what I studied, and one day I was sitting in a library, and this is really a true story, and I had a carol at the Library of Congress, and I went, I don't want to spend the rest of my life in a library carol. What can I do that combines my interest and my love of telling stories? And I said, well, it must be television. And that brought me to public television, and I've been there for a long, long time because it is the place, and I work at Channel 13 in New York City,
mm-hmm.
Where you can... you know, explore your passions. And what I would say to any young person who's interested in getting involved in film is follow your passion. And it may sound cliched, but it is really true. You have to have a dream. You have to have something you really, really want to do.
If you didn't know exactly which discipline you wanted to head go toward, how would you just be able to be able to get on the property so that you could decide if you wanted to be in lighting or sound or makeup or set development or you know casting or directing or whatever?
Well, the best thing is to get an internship. I mean,
you
know,
go.
And we do have many of them at Channel 13.
How would I become an intern at Channel 13 New York?
You would contact the personnel department.
Okay.
And we're always looking for good interns. And,
I bet you guys got a website too, don't you?
We do. We have a website. I'm not a computer person, but I think we have a good one. We have one of the best websites around. We've won all kinds of Yahoo prizes for our
right.
website.
Google Channel 13 WNET, ladies and gentlemen. I think it may be 13WNET.org. I'm not sure, but anyway, folks, check that out so they can check into being an intern. That'd be a good place to start.
Yeah. And the business of making these documentaries, I mean, that's very complicated because we are, you know, I'm not interested in, you know, making a film unless we are able to get the work on the screen.
How do you fund them?
Well, I was about to tell you that, you know, anybody can, you know, pull together a few headlines and a few stills and mm-hmm. slap these things together. But if you really want to tell these films, you know, tell these stories right, it is ultimately about the work. Because the choice to be in American Masters, my choice to include somebody, is because there's an important body of work that is stands the test of time. So you want to show it. And that can be increasingly expensive.
Can you give us an idea about what it costs to produce something like this?
This show costs a little under $1 million.
That's not much.
No, but it would have cost about $2 million if we hadn't had a relationship with Warner,
right?
That owned about 7 of the 14 pictures that
right.
They
right.
made together.
Well, and if you hadn't been doing it, knowing what you know. So, hey, Susan, we got to wrap it up. Be sure to see that Singing Sandy movie I was telling you about. You don't
want to
miss that.
It.
Thank you for being here. The show is called John Wayne and John Ford, the Filmmaker and the Legend, on PBS tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. Susan, congratulations on 20 years, and will you come back another day?
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Susan Lacy, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.